Beth Murphy, president of Avon on the Lake Garden Club, and a lot of reasons for you to celebrate. Lots of awards came your way a month ago. We'll get to that in just a second. But first and foremost, Beth, thank you very much for coming in. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking me.
Well, I want to learn more about Avon on the Lake Garden Club, and we'll certainly get into the history and all that good stuff with the club. And I know you said this is your third year with
Yes.
the club, correct?
That's correct.
What was it initially that drew you to the club?
Well, I stopped working and I could go in the day, and I always love to garden. It's a passion for me to rip those weeds out and feel good, get rid of that frustration, and to be with like minds was important to me.
And this is your second year as president, correct?
That's correct.
And this is an organization, too, that you and I were talking before. It's been around for over 80 years?
Yes, yes. We were started in 1930, so we're in our 87th year.
Holy smokes. Let's talk about the history of the club as well, because you mentioned that this was the first club on the lake. And this goes all the way back to when Avon Lake was called Avon on the Lake, correct?
That's correct. That's why today we're known as Avon on the Lake, which is a mouthful, but most people don't realize it's the same, one and the same.
Now, how has the club evolved over the last 80-plus years?
Well, a lot of like minds got together, started to talk about their love of the gardening, and they went and joined National Garden Club, and we became part of Garden Club of Ohio, and people's talents emerged, and they've developed different gardens throughout the city, and we're committed to bring beauty and to educate those around us.
I want to get into what you were doing before you came into the studio today. A lot of different things. You go from going to the zoo to being on the radio show, right? So, I mean, you've been all over the place today, but you didn't just go to the zoo for a regular visit. This is pretty interesting, the tour that you guys were given. If you can, kind of expand on that and tell us what you were doing at the zoo earlier today.
Sure. The Garden Club, during the summer, we don't have regular meetings, so we have what we call garden tours and adventures, or garden walks and adventures, sorry. And today was our first garden adventure of the year. We went to the Cleveland Public Zoo, and we actually got a tour from the head horticulturist there. She took us around, told us about how the process, where they actually collect their runoff water to help reuse the waters. They reuse any tree that dies. They reuse the tree to make animal furniture. I think that's a cool word, animal furniture term. And they just are very smart. They are very cognizant of insecticides and pesticides, and they don't want to use any of them unless it's absolutely necessary. They are a member throughout the country, you know, of all the different zoos. So they're very committed to make things right for the animals and for the people who visit. I was really impressed.
No, that's very cool stuff, too. And I would imagine that's really one of the perks of being part of the club, right? You get to go on cool trips like that. I mean, that's really interesting because that's more than just a typical trip to the zoo. You really get a chance to go to the zoo and see them pull the curtain back a little bit.
Oh, most definitely. It was interesting. And, you know, for somebody to talk about her passion, that's a lot of our passion. It just made it grow right in front of your eyes for you. It was really exciting to see. And we try to do things like that throughout the year as well, other stuff to encourage people through programming or through an adventure. So it's nice. Broadens your horizon.
Oh, without question. Again, we're talking with Beth Murphy, president of Avon on the Lake Garden Club. And what other kinds of trips do you take throughout the year? What other kinds of things do you guys get to get into throughout the course of the year, not just trips to the zoo, but what other activities does the club get involved with?
Well, this year every year we have an annual field trip, and it's at the end of the season and at the beginning of June normally. And this year we went to Seacrest Arboretum, and unfortunately I didn't get to go. I had to go to convention to get our awards. Wow, it was tough. But the ladies went there, and they really enjoyed it because it's through Ohio State, and they learned a lot there, and we're really impressed with what there is. So we've done things like that. We did a tour down the Black River a couple years ago, and we learned about all the improvements they've made, and they've taken it back to nature. So it's really neat to see what you can dream and what you can make happen as being a member of the club.
Very, very neat stuff. Now, being a member of the club means that you really get your hands on some hardware as well. I've read an article on Cleveland.com about a month ago. You came away with well over 20 awards. That's really, really fascinating stuff. And it was from the Garden Club of Ohio at the convention, but it was more than just awards won within the state. You won some national awards as well. What can you tell us about all these awards you came home with?
Well, every member puts a lot of effort into it, and it's more doing what they love, and then at the end of the season, you apply for the awards. So it's stuff you've already done. You don't do the things based on trying to win an award. You do it because it's your passion. And we were fortunate enough that we won 24 awards in Ohio for things like beautification, conservation, things that are important to all of us throughout. You know, it's not just what you grow so it's pretty. It helps the world. We need to make this world a better place. We need to be better stewards. And that's important to all of us. So we won those, and then we won 5 national awards as well. So it's really, I'm very proud of everyone that is associated with the club because they work very hard to do what we do.
Very cool. Well, now what specifically, what 5 awards did you win on the national level?
In the national level, I don't know the name of each one, but we won the President's Project, which was BGAP. Gardeners adding pollinators to help protect the bees. And we all worked together. We put up 9 houses throughout the city where we actually raise solitary bees. And we're educating people because most people don't know that there are bees that don't sting, that there's 2 types, solitary and social. So we worked very hard to raise everyone's awareness because this is a very important issue. If we don't have bees, food will become very difficult for us to grow.
And you had thrown a statistic at me earlier about bees. If you could just share that with the listeners as well.
1 out of every 3 bites of food you eat are pollinated by a bee. So even if you have a crop that is either wind-pollinated or self-pollinating, if you have bees, it increases your yield just alone by having the bees. So they're important.
Wow, very fascinating stuff. Again, we're talking with Beth Murphy, president of the Avon on the Lake Garden Club here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We got to talking earlier about the Youth Garden Club as well. And I know there's a lot of promise. You guys are really kind of putting some things in place to build that up. What can you tell us about that process? And in your mind, what's the end result there?
Well, what we're trying to do is establish a new garden around the deck that's being built presently around the old firehouse. And once that is done, we're looking for funding to build an educational garden for not just children but adults. And the schools have already said they would like to use it as an educational garden. So we see that as a very, very important thing to do. We also help out at the library because they have what's called digging in the dirt, where they actually raise vegetables, because most kids think you just go to Giant Eagle and pick up a tomato. They don't realize you can grow it. So they've been growing vegetables there. This is their 2nd year. And the people at the club go and help and volunteer and spend a little bit of time and work with the librarians and the kids. It's really enjoyable. You learn a lot from them.
Well, without question, too. And I think for the kids, that's got to be a really neat experience. I love the name, too. Digging in the dirt, that's really awesome too, because as a kid you think digging in the dirt, that sounds like fun. But you're right too, it's really informative, because as a kid, once you see how that process goes, I think it's even more interesting. Because I remember growing up, to me, I thought the same thing. Well, I'm just going to Giant Eagle to pick up some lettuce or some tomatoes or cucumbers. But then when you see the whole process and how it's run, it really is pretty cool, because you get a chance to really see how that all works. And I would imagine working with the kids is really kind of an eye-opening experience.
It truly is. And you know what? They take ownership. You know, look what we did and look what we can do. And one little boy, I grew this radish myself, you know, because he weeded around it and he was very proud of it. And why not go back to the basics? Because kids need that. They need to realize that they can make those informed decisions and grow things. And it can be a vegetable. It can be a flower. What's make them feels good. It can be a shrub, whatever they want to do. If it makes you feel good about yourself, why not?
Sure, absolutely. And I know that there are a lot of things that you have in the hopper right now. You've got a lot of ideas planned for the next few months here. What kinds of events do you have coming up?
Well, next month, Today we did the zoo, our garden adventure, and next month we're doing what we call the garden walks, and we have 4 or 5 different homes that we go visit that people let us tramp through their yard and check out their gardens. And we have a great time because we see gardening from everyone's different viewpoint. And sometimes it's maintained by a landscaper. Sometimes it's something someone has built themselves. And there's a lot of pride, and it's fun to share what you put a lot of work into and your passion. So we'll do that next month. And then in September, we start back with our monthly meetings, and we have a program every month. And we've learned some fascinating things. We had a gentleman come and teach us about mushrooms, and Jim Bissell from the Natural History Museum came and talked about native plants and what's happening in the environment. And we're working on some conservation issues on the bluff. So you never know what's next. It's kind of interesting to see what will be around the corner.
Sure. The element of surprise is always one that's very, very intriguing in all walks of life. Now, I have a question for you going back to talking about some of the events you have coming up later on this month. You mentioned that you get a chance to walk around and kind of trample through people's yards and just kind of see what they do. And what's the most elaborate setup that you can remember seeing? Because I'm sure you've probably seen some pretty interesting setups.
Oh, it's amazing what people have done in their yards. We have seen where people have actually built like a recessed grotto because the deer are so prevalent in Avon Lake. So they built something kind of beneath ground and put fencing up that was small but enough to keep the deer out because they don't want to jump down, to some of these terraced backyards that are just amazing. And, you know, sometimes the most simplest is the most eye-catching. So it all depends what day of the week it is when you look at the garden to say, oh, I think this is exciting. So it's neat to see how creative people are.
Sure, to see how creative people are and just to see how different people are too, because everybody's got a different idea, not only as to how to go about doing it, but they've also got their own idea in the back of their mind as to how they want their garden or how they want their landscape to look.
Yes, very much so. I mean, some people are very, very particular. Like it has to be an all-white garden. And other people love a cottage garden where it's a calliope of colors and shapes and sizes. So it's what makes you feel good. That's the best thing about it, because it can be whatever you envision.
Sure, absolutely. And I would imagine nothing's more gratifying than actually getting it done and getting it to look like what you planned on for it to look like from the get-go. Beth, before we cut you loose here, what from our listeners out there right now who are wondering how they can get involved and how they can find out more information about the club, what kinds of information do you have for us there?
Well, we have a monthly meeting, which starts in September. It is always the first Wednesday of the month. We meet at the Avon Lake Public Library. We start at 11:30 with a social time, and then we have lunch. So you're welcome to come and join us. We also have a member who is our membership committee chair, and shame on me, I should have her email here right away, but I'm looking it up as I'm cheating as we go. But
they can't see you in the world of radio. That's the beauty of it. They can't see you just thumbing through the pages and looking for the right contact information. You're okay. It sounds like you've got it on the tip of your tongue. That as long as it sounds like it, that's all that matters.
Yes, exactly. The gal who's in charge of our membership, her name is Audrey Roberts, and you can reach her by email. By her address is AUD0625@gmail.com, and send her an email that you're interested. Tell us about it. She'll send you information. You can come visit us and see what a program's like and enjoy your time with us.
Can you run that email past us one more time?
Certainly. It's AUD0625@gmail.com.
Great, great stuff. Well, was this your radio debut?
This was.
All right. Well, hopefully we've alleviated any of the nervousness that you had coming in here. I know you were a little apprehensive, but hopefully when you got in here, we made you comfortable. It was a lot of fun having you here in studio. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for making it so comfortable. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. We need to take a break here on Bullseye.